would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm
How you been, man? Been a while. I thought you were going to call yourself $2 Tony. There's a roll of nickels that Tony and I have had on this table, on our podcasting freaking table, professional podcasting table. I don't know, probably for fucking 5 months now?
Yeah.
And we keep giving it back to each other, payment for usually a rental, mm-hmm. and we rented a Rogue Nation, and I was able to give the coins back to him. It's almost like a game now.
Yeah. And see how they're kind of like beat up? Like this roll's a little beat up a bit? It's because when you're a little too drunk, I put them in a sock.
And then
Hit you with them. And shakes them up a bit.
That makes sense. Yeah. I figured you just put them like in your, like made a fist with them. And it just socked me with that.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Do you think that's where that term came from? Sock? Like when you put shit in a sock to hit someone with like a fucking roll of quarters or something like that? Like, oh, he socked me in the head. I never thought about that.
I don't know.
That has to be it, right?
Like, let's sock him. Sock it to him.
Yeah, sock it to him. Like, fucking, that's like what gangsters used to say. Hey, yo, Tony, let's sock it to him. And then you get all...
I mean, you got socked in the mouth. Like, I don't know.
It seems like that. I don't know. Maybe it came from prison, because that's
you
what...
You sock a lot of...
That's what they did with bars of soap. Maybe that was pillowcases. I'm not sure.
Well, probably whatever you could wrap bars of soap with.
Anything you want to keep cool, Tommy boy. How you been, man? It's been a while.
Bed sheets, or socks, or pillowcases.
Anything you want to wrap something in, Tommy boy, and beat someone to death with, all right? Jesus Christ.
I've been all right. I'm just tired from work, and now I got a few days off, and so that's sick wicked.
Sick tits, dude. What are you doing?
I'm probably going to fucking...
Sick tits.
Probably just going to, like, you know, chill, like, you know.
You work on your table?
Hit on my girlfriend, work on my table.
Nice.
Fucking,
You still have to hit on your girlfriend?
I do it for fun.
That's nice.
It's nice.
You come here often? Anyways, touch it.
What a fuck?
You signed up for this. Give me what I am, dude.
There's this dude, I forget his name. He's a fucking, like, a Viner dude named Arthur.
What's Viner?
He's a British dude, like a Vine.
Like a Vine. That still a thing, Vine?
No, but that's where I saw him. And he has all these little...
Were you big into Vines?
No. But now I watch Vine compilations.
I think you could be a good Viner. Now that I know the term.
Now it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, totally dissolved.
You'd probably be the best Viner.
Probably. Got way behind the train. No, he's a British dude, and he always just like does these things. He's like, you know, what is British fucking this, British that, like, and talks shit about it. And he talks about his like girlfriend. He's like, how to keep your girlfriend in a good relationship. He's like, be confident. And he like just comes on, like she's on the camera, and he pops in, and he's like, you will fuck me now. And like then he'll like pop up like again. You know what I mean? It's like 20 little clips of him just saying like fucked up shit, like. Oh God! The fuck did he say? She's driving. And he's like, pull over, suck me off, like just out of nowhere. She doesn't know it's coming either. Right. So she's like, "What the fuck?"
It's kind of like a Bat Dad,
yeah, but with vulgar, sexy stuff.
One of my favorite Viners, had I known the term,
yeah,
was like that trick shot guy.
Oh yeah. He's like, oh God, what was his little phrase?
Yeah, he had a catchphrase like "easy as that," or like fucking like
fuck
made
me.
It, or like fucking sock it to me.
Oh, God damn it. That's really going to annoy me because it's very simple.
It is, yeah.
Like, it's going to annoy people that probably listen to it. They're like, you stupid idiots.
Well, it's like easy as that or some shit, or like it is like something cocky as fuck, but he's an English guy. But yeah, that made me laugh. And there was also he might have been a YouTuber, but he had like longer hair and he would always dress up as his girlfriend and have conversations with himself. Yeah. He was good too.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I got skills.
Yeah, I got skills. There it is.
Yeah.
That's what we'll
name
this
episode.
What are
you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are we going to do about it?
That's it. Yeah, I got skills. What are you going to do about it?
He's cool. Yeah. Fuck, he's cool. Let's watch Miners.
Yeah, I typed in British trick shot guy.
Nice.
Yeah,
I got skills. What are you going to do about it? anything else going on in your life? Anything cool? Anything happening? See any trailers? Do anything with your life? I'm just kidding. I haven't done anything. I'm downloading Skyrim and fucking Tomb Raider just so I can really dig a hole in my room and just stay there forever.
Is it, we'll play it downstairs.
Oh, I don't want to download this. Skyrim alone's 18 gigs.
Ew.
Yeah. That's why, like I said, that's why Rogue Nation's like shit tonight.
Tomb Raider would be great.
I have the original, so you could play through that one first.
I beat that one.
Oh, you already played that one?
Yeah, I beat that one.
Oh, right on.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a weird game. Like, I was depressed about her the whole time.
Why?
And I understand that. Like, you're supposed to.
What do
you
mean?
Like, her journey is depressing.
Oh,
like, she
I'm a rich
gets so
girl,
beat up.
And I don't like my dad. And,
no, it's more like I'm getting the shit kicked out of me the whole fucking time.
Well, afterwards, when she's like, I'm going to get a bow and arrow and try to steal this treasure from this
I'm
fucking
not
weird,
about
like,
the fucking, like,
kind of
opening.
Do you remember the, like, the villain in that game?
Vaguely.
They were trying to, like, steal this statue that had, like, mystical powers that, like, controlled the weather.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I don't know. I enjoyed the game a lot. It was also, the death scenes for that was fucking insane. How many times I got impaled by a tree trunk, like, floating down the river, and she's just like, she just bleeds out. I'm like, good lord.
No, there's that scene where she falls down in that cave, like, cliff, and her fucking, like, pickaxe thing stabs in her leg.
Yeah.
And her guts, like her fucking ribs or something.
Well,
yeah.
Also, I really
it's just depressing.
There was a lot of cool shit with her actually having wounds in the game that affected you. That was cool.
I love that. I hope the new one has, not new, what is it, probably 3 years old?
Yeah, and it kept the price points of fucking $60. Yeah.
Meaning it might be great.
Yeah, that game looks insanely gorgeous. Rise of the Tomb Raider. I can't wait to play it. That's probably what I'll play first before Skyrim. Skyrim's going to be like a winter game, I think. But I passed it up on fucking PlayStation.
Skyrim is a winter game.
It's coming. I passed it up on PlayStation 4 when it was $20, and it went back up to $40. Even on fucking Amazon, it's $40. Anywho, Tone, let's hop into the news. Nothing's going on in my life. Same. Mm-hmm. So, Marvel, you heard about all the James Gunn bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Like him getting fucking kicked from Disney and shit because of that, like, rapey tweets that he... Well, not rapey tweets.
Yeah.
Rape joke tweets that he wrote, like, 10 years ago or some shit? And then some weird motherfucker was like, I'm going to go into fucking James Gunn's tweets from 10 years ago and read them. Oh, found one. And that motherfucker lost his job.
Yeah.
We live in a weird fucking age. Anyways, he had tweeted that he finished the script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3 before this happened.
Yeah.
And Disney denied it. They're like, we're not using it. So not only is he not directing, he's also not writing. And I don't know if you knew, but like one of the funniest parts of Infinity War, the invisible fucking Drax.
Yeah.
That was all James Gunn. Like the writers went to him. They're like, hey, do you have anything you want to add to the script about Guardians and stuff like that? You know the characters really well. You write them. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got this funny thing where Drax is, like, eating chips and thinking he's invisible because he moves so slow.
But my movement so slow.
Because they asked him in an interview, and they're like, so what was, like, the, was it cool to watch with an audience and see them, like the characters that you wrote and stuff like that? They're like, the biggest laugh they got we didn't even write.
Yeah.
It was James Gunn. And now he's gone forever. But I guess, like, Warner Brothers wants to pick him up or some shit, or, like, Miramax. No, Miramax doesn't exist. I was just kidding. Let's see what else we got. There was this weird fucking thing I read about the Venom controversial trailer line from the comics, and people think that Venom is like too cheeky for like the thing. If you go to Screen Rant and search for Venom controversial trailer line, it's the dumbest fucking article ever. I'm kind of angry at this website in general.
What's the line?
Hang on, I'll grab it. It's fucking way dumb. It's about like you'll be a fucking like headless, armless turd floating in the wind.
You'll be a headless, legless, bodiless fucking like stump.
We will eat both your arms and then both of your legs, and then we will eat your face right off your head. You will be this armless, legless, faceless thing, won't you? Rolling down the street like a turd in the wind.
Dude, but the way he says it, he's like a turd in the wind.
But yeah, that was one of the lines. There was another one too. And I was like, are like quadriplegics mad? Cause it's mainly about like not having body parts, but it seemed more like when I read the article doesn't even really say it. It's just like controversial like thing, but they don't give the point of view of the people
it's
that are offended.
Controversial.
By it. No, it's more so like fucking dipshits being offended. Oh God, I hate everybody
you
right
mean,
now.
It's annoying and people are afraid it's going to suck.
That's what more so what the article like sounded like, but the fucking headline reads like...
Well, that's a headline.
Like you said the fucking F word.
Yeah, no.
N word, like in the trailer. Like they drop that and they're like, he's evil. He can do it. I don't know. I fucking can't stand that shit. What was the other news that I had? Mark Maron confirmed for DC's Joker origin movie. What the fuck, right?
What's Mark Maron going to do?
I don't know. Hopefully podcast.
I was going to say. Cause he's
Pow, I just shit my pants.
He's not the Joker.
No.
No.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. No, he just got cast for like as like a sub role.
I wonder what he could be. Yeah, who cares? Maybe Joker's dad.
In all honesty, Mark Maron, like, did you like the Maron show?
I mean, no, it's kind of depressing.
It's insanely depressing because that dude's like neurotic as all fuck. And also it's his podcast, like to a T.
Yeah, it's just shit he did in the podcast.
I listened to the first, like, I don't know, 150 episodes of Mark Maron podcast. And I watched just to get a taste. Yeah, I just want to dip my toe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I'd find a podcast or, like, hear about a podcast, and I'd be like, oh, shit, like, I got to check this out.
But
I'm
you're
like,
not neurotic?
What do you mean they're on episode 500? Well, got to go back. And I would start at one. But Maron at one, he's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, this feels like to him, like, the last leg of his career. And so he's probably the most suppressed he could ever be. And he's like, so I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to my cats meowing, and then I walked to the freezer and got a whole tub of ice cream and ate it until my fucking fat, dumb 55-year-old gut jiggled. God, I hate my Jewish self. And, like, you know, then you'd be like, here's an interview with fucking Chris Hardwick. Like, some shit like that. Way depressing. But his whole series was, like, mainly that. And he's not that great of an actor.
Yeah, you should listen to more uplifting stuff.
I do, yeah. Listen to Tell Him Steve Dave all the fucking time. All right, I think that's all the fucking news that I have. It was a very slow news week. I looked up on Monday, and I couldn't really find shit. Do you have anything, Tony?
Oh, no.
Nothing that, eh?
I watched a bunch of fucking, Oscar and Golden Globe fuck-ups.
What do you mean?
Compilation videos.
What's that?
Like, when people fuck up at the Oscars or the Golden Globes, like...
Did you see it on air, or was it like a
No,
fucking,
it's YouTube.
It's all the cut shit?
Yeah, it's like compilations. It's cool. Then I watched idiot compilations, and then I watched fucking like people getting fucking owned, and yeah, it's fun.
This isn't a news story, but I kind of understand what you mean by those like types of videos. Like that's why I liked Impractical Joker so much. Yeah. It's just like such like funny little dumb things like in a row that you're like, I don't even have to fucking like think about anything.
No.
Life is gone.
That's what I watched in the morning when I ate my breakfast.
Thank Christ. Oh, really? I thought you watched like game reviews.
No, I did for a while. Then I watched like some fucking like I got weird. I watch weird shit.
Right on. This is a part of my weekly recommendations and rejections. We are jumping a little bit all over the map right now. Don't mind us. The challenge. That's something that's on MTV. It's like the Road Rules and fucking Real World and other shows and shit like that. They all come and do fucking crazy challenges, and they also have a lot of drama. But holy God, like, I am fucking sunk in.
Yeah, you probably like keeping up with, like, the Kardashians, too.
No, hate it. I actually don't really like reality TV, but, like, watching Impractical Jokers for, like, I don't know, 25 hours straight or whatever I did that one day.
Sure did.
Has really, like, this challenge game, I'm like, I'm all in for it. Like, I like this. But I also remember some of the characters that are, like, still on it. Like, there are some, like, Derek from Road Rules, like, he's still in it and shit like that. Like, there's, like, veteran ones.
Yeah.
You've probably seen the shit.
I know exactly
bananas,
what this shit
Johnny
is.
Johnny Bananas.
Yeah.
Remember
with the
bananas?
Long hair, yeah.
No, not anymore, bro.
Yeah, but back then, Joe Rogan put him in a chokehold on the Fear Factor.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I also watched Fear Factor. Oh, we're not fucking weekly recommendations.
Wow. Well, you've really blown your fucking load.
Yeah, that's like it, basically. Yeah, because like fucking television like that, like really, really takes up time.
Sure does.
Time, like fucking, oh man, it's weird. Like I look at the clock, I'm like, it's been 7 hours. Fuck my life. Literally have done nothing. I have bed sores. All right, let's hop into genre five. We did movies you wish were games.
Uh-huh.
Tony, hit me with your first.
First is Blade Runner.
Really? Now, what kind of game would that be?
That would be
like a Metal Gear?
A stealth RPG, like kind of open worldy, kind of like Metal Gear meets like Deus Ex.
I think it would be cooler if it was like a GTA.
Blade Runner?
Yeah.
I got other ones that would be better.
But I'm saying, like, imagine being that character and being able to do side missions and stuff, but having the main storyline and also
that's
open
world. That's
what
the world. Open world is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Metal Gear.
Wait, so it's fucking...
And Far Cry and other big-ass open world games.
No, but, like, Skyrim, like, feels like an RPG to me. It's like a role-playing game. Like, this one, you're playing a storyline that's set, but you can also go off... I guess Skyrim is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that GTA an RPG?
I agree. All can have role-playing game elements. You don't... You level up shit in GTA. You can get, like, strength and fucking endurance and stuff like that and charisma. And...
I've only played GTA 3.
Yeah. But, Skyrim just makes your character more developing, makes you develop your character more. And the story is also
well,
there.
Well, I felt like it was because you get to build your character. You get to kind of be yourself in this position. But I guess, like, any game's like that, though.
Duh.
So, I mean, like, is everything an RPG? They're all role-playing games. Fuck!
It's crazy,
I'm blowing the hat off the game industry
right
now.
Your fucking mind is blown is what it is.
That's true, too. My socks are just gone.
Dude, you
blew right off.
You socked them right off.
No, yeah. Blow my socks off.
Yeah, to a degree. But I think role-playing games are supposed to be very, very... customizable for character.
That's why Skyrim. So GTA isn't like that. It's just like you're in this, you're this character, and you're doing these things. So that's what I think would be cool about Blade Runner, because it's an established character.
But I like the idea of doing augments, like tons of fucking cyborg augments, because he's a cyborg.
That's fair. That would be neat.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
getting
think about
different
that.
Arms and like vision and shit.
Yeah, better eyes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the game like looks like shitty for the first 20 levels?
Yeah. You're like, you need to get your eyes shined.
Oh, I finally got 20/20 vision. I've only 17 hours into the game.
Unlocked 20/20 vision.
It's literally looking like I've been playing through rain the entire time.
I saw like the Predator.
Yeah. I had heat vision eyes for the first 20 levels. It sucked.
Yeah, whenever I turned the game, it went into my eye vision.
My first one is Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that would be a blast. Like, kind of combine like a fighting game slash. Well, I don't even know about.
Have
a
you
fighting.
Played the Pacific Rim game?
There's one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
You moron.
Pacific Rim.
Literally called Pacific Rim.
For what?
For PS3.
No shit.
It's a fucking boxing game, like the fucking oh god, what's that?
It's
robot.
It's like Mortal
movie.
Kombat.
Like,
it's a fighter, right?
Yeah, like punch him up, like fucking like Mike Tyson's punch out.
So you stand behind the robot.
Yeah, it's like boxing and weed.
That sounds awful. Okay, so what I'm saying,
I know.
That game doesn't exist. I wrote it away. It's gone. What I'm saying is that like it'd be like a fucking mission to where like you see like the cutscenes with the fucking characters and shit. You can even like as a human like, oh my god, we need the fucking flux capacitor for this one and the nuclear reactor's not working. Yeah. Go find parts. It's kind of like Red Dead Redemption right. Where you have to do horribly mundane things to get through the game.
Bingo.
You could do that for filler, but mainly it'd be cool to fucking like, I guess like it would be sick to be a scrapper, like the little girl from the second one.
Yeah.
Find parts from other machines, build your own, and that's how you start the game. You have to build your own fucking, like, small Jaeger.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, into the...
Man, you're really into it.
And then you get into the fleet, and then you do all the cool fucking, like, missions where you fight, like, different creatures and stuff. I think that would be fun. And it could be
have
kind of like a
more...
Have
you played a Gundam game?
I've seen them.
They're just like that.
You got to build your own Gundam first?
Well, yeah, you can put parts in your Gundam and
no,
customize
them. No, you
got to
build
them.
It, like, first. Like, you're
it's
a
not
human.
Like you're a human running around.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
I would like that.
All right. You heard it here.
First. Pacific Rim was my go.
Man,
ahead,
you heard
Jesus
it, bro.
Christ.
Dude, this next one's going to blow your fucking stupid tiny dick off.
The Matrix.
No.
Damn it.
Dude, there's so many that I like listed, and I'm like, there are games for it. It's shitty. Okay, moving on.
Well, Pac Rim was a game, so I pulled a Tony on that one. Really fucked her
the
up.
One I like and is on my next one on my list is Dune. Dune would be fucking sweet. Dude, Paul Atreides, dude, going for the spice melange.
Get some spice. And actually, that game, like, for, like, how dense the novel is, probably would
It'd
be...
It'd be crazy, but like a space explorer, like Mass Effect.
Well, imagine if it... Is Mass Effect like Skyrim?
Yes,
I'm gonna compare everything to Skyrim. Okay.
In
so,
space, and it's
imagine
third person.
Imagine Skyrim on a fucking
shooter.
Desert planet.
But it's a shooter. A
desert planet.
All right.
That has spice and sandworms.
That'd be dope as shit.
That would be. Instead of the dragons, you just see a sandworm.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
And you're like, Fusraga to a sandworm. And you're like, riding him, trying to tame him.
Oh, man, look at him. If I sit back on him, it looks like I have a giant dick.
Wait, take a pic.
I'm going to Instagram the shit. Oh, God,
get
I'm
a screenshot of it. Yeah, so Dune would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that universe is wonderful and very fucking, like, rich.
Insanely rich, yeah, definitely. I'm surprised there hasn't been like an RPG Harry Potter game made.
It should be a serious game.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, like, go through the classes, all that bullshit. Like, I mean, that would be such a... You could make such a grindy type of game that a fan base is huge and built into.
A year
into.
Of school is a year?
Whoa. No, you'd have to do, like, fucking, like, a month.
I know, I'm just saying, like,
but how
hardcore?
Insane would that be? A month spent.
Could you imagine if they had the game to where you really had to play it for 4 years to beat it? And then once you beat it, Harry Potter would come over there and hit you in the dick with a wand.
If it was actually Daniel Radcliffe, that'd be amazing. Yeah,
yeah, he just walks in, he's like, oh, fuck off. Pow, and then hits you in the dick for playing a game for 4 years.
I'm actually surprised that your Xbox One lasted this long, because the Xbox fucking 19 is out already.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe takes a big shit on your Xbox.
My next game is Turbo Kid.
Man, that's a good one. I wish I thought of.
Yeah, dude, fucking like a Mad Maxian type. No, like GTA, but with like you're the kid. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. That would be fucking dope. Yeah, that universe is cool as hell, and it's like simplified and dumb, but it could be funny, like Deadpool game or like Deadpool like humor type of shit,
nice.
Or like Turbo Kid.
Nice.
Type of. I think that game would be a blast, even if it was like a playthrough game to where it's like very level based, kind of like Dishonored.
Yeah,
yeah, I would enjoy that a
That'd
lot.
That'd be fun as shit. Man, fucking dude, sweet apocalypse land with bikes and shit.
I know, bicycles.
Like, you paint your helmets and shit like yellow and green and
but
shit.
But like, imagine like the races and like all that dumb shit you have
to
do on a bicycle.
Racing other kids or like get it to get like scrap to pay for food.
Could you imagine like you have like this huge buildup and shit like that? Because that's how the movie is, and they're on bicycles. So like the race isn't like that crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. So like it's very mundane in the game, but it's just so funny because of that. I don't know. I think people would appreciate that.
No, I see that. Or like putting stickers on your helmet is like a fucking like loading menu.
Or like how you level up.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. How much flair do you have? Do you have a fucking chainsaw on your arm yet? My next one is, it's kind of a fucking tie between these two, because I have six.
Okay, I have a fucking ton. We're going to talk for
a while. Okay, wow, okay. Well, then I won't do these as like a nugget together, because they're nothing alike.
Sure.
But the first one, next one is Starship Troopers.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a sweet shooter,
like a
dude.
Halo?
A Halo, fucking all the way.
Totally.
Just
so basically
super
Halo
mature
with
Halo.
With the skin of Starship Troopers.
But just ultra violent.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and like hilarious cut phrases and shit, and like people like coming in on your comms.
Could you imagine if fucking
commercials coming up, like if you're a citizen,
or like every menu's like click here now.
Yeah, or good bug's a dead bug.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris is in it.
Yeah.
That'd be sick as hell.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
It is weird. There's
those
so many
old Command and Conquers used to have the video clip.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was a real actor, like Jeremy Irons would be in it. Ironside, the dude from Turbo Kid, the bad guy from Turbo Kid,
yeah,
he was in the original Command and Conquer.
That's dope.
Yeah, that would be fucking fun. Yeah,
that would be awesome. All right, I'm kind of like looking back on this list now. I
thinking it's a little stupid.
No, not at all. Snowpiercer.
I mean, it's cool.
I think that would be a fun like level game. Actually, it'd be really cool as a fucking side scroller like Castlevania.
Yeah.
That would be fucking dope as hell with like Ed Harris at the end and shit. You just fight a giant Ed Harris head.
Yeah. He just rolls at you.
Yeah. And bounces around.
You gotta hop on the third fucking like a little, what is it called? Platform.
Yeah. He rolls the first round, but once you hit him, then he starts bouncing around in different directions. It looks like the DVD menu logo.
Yeah.
But it's Ed
Harris.
Get
him into the corner perfectly.
Oh, man. You've been snow pierced.
Jesus. When you die, it'd be funny if the... Never mind. Who cares?
Okay.
All right. I literally was like, joke? In the fucking chamber,
I
pulled the trigger, and then as it was coming out of the tube, I was like,
nah,
pull it back in, boys.
Take it back. That was weird. We're just riffing. You're like,
No. What I just said, disregard.
Ew.
Moving on. Oh, my God. I'm dumb. All right, so next one on my list is District 9.
Yeah.
I think District 9 in Neil Blomkamp's universe, which is also Elysium.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they exist in the same one?
Yeah.
That's the fucking further?
Yeah, I think so.
People leave the planet because of the aliens, the cockroaches, or the
prawns?
I
thought so. I thought that sounded like that would work.
I never heard that. What? You made that up. It's cool as hell. I like that.
I thought of it.
I mean, that would be way dope if, like, it would have been sick, like, on the ground.
Wait,
you saw
I just thought of it.
It would have been sick on the ground if you saw on the ground like no prawns or like the prawn thing just like crossed out.
Yeah. Wait. Why are they? It's just, they're just poor.
Yeah.
Damn. thought it was aliens.
It would have been sick had he like tied that. I wouldn't understand why he wouldn't. That'd be such an easy, cool tie that fucking fanboys would love. People wouldn't need to understand if they didn't. Mm-mm. Just like, oh, humans left Earth because, yeah, shit sucks.
Or they're just like, the prawns came down. They're aliens. Moving on.
I heard this question. If a fucking alien spaceship, because how long was that like floating above fucking South Africa? For like a years, year and a half? Yeah. Was it a year and a half or was it years?
I think it was some years, like four years.
How long until you stop giving a fuck about that spaceship in your daily life?
Oh, about...
That never opened.
About 20 to 50 days later.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like 50 days later, I would think of it as a part of my life, but I'm also kind of cheesy, so I look up a lot at the stars and like wish for abduction.
The other day, I was day drinking and
gloss right over. I love you're just like, moving on.
Well, no, you said you were cheesy and you look up at the stars and think about getting abducted.
You don't. What do you think of that?
Well, it's pretty cool. The other day,
You want it?
I look.
You want to get
this
it?
Is how you hit on your girlfriend?
You want to go on up to the ship?
Yeah, you want to be beamed up, Scotty?
You want me to probe you?
You want to beam my cocky up?
You want to skin me? Throw me back on Earth upside down, inside out? It's to do the cows.
That's a weird way to hit on your girlfriend.
I have to try everything.
Gotcha. She's a weirdo.
she forgets me every day.
Real freak. I can't even remember the fuck I was saying.
You were thinking of something stupid.
I was standing outside and I looked up at the sky and I was like, motherfucker, this rocks.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you know, like, have you ever like felt that way? Like when you walk outside and like, yeah, you have. Because like when it's summertime and you can smoke 19 cigarettes in a row.
Boom.
You're just like, holy shit. Like, I love this. You're like, man, the sky looks perfect. There's no fucking mosquitoes around.
Yeah.
Because fuck those motherfuckers.
Dude, those motherfuckers, dude.
Motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers.
But yeah. All right. Did you do yours? I can't remember. Where are we?
I was on.
Who are you?
You stupid asshole. I was. We were talking about District 9. It's
okay,
your turn.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
That would be cool. Well, how would the game be?
Bitch, it would be like a fucking...
You said set in his universe, but then we started talking about Elysium and them being attached, and then we got into weird shit. We just went off on a tangent, so you never explained how you'd like the gameplay to be about District 9. Never thought about that. All right, moving on.
Not really, no.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Man, dude.
Live, die, repeat, motherfucker.
Oh, they'll be repeating it, all right.
I dig that, though. Like, that was a fucking... I guarantee someone wrote that as a game, and then someone was like, why don't you just write it as a movie and fucking trick them both?
Trick them both, dummy.
The audience and the studios.
Well, I wrote it as
studios.
A graphic novel. No one cares. Write it as a movie.
That shit will be shelved in a year. Not even. Dollar bin right
like,
when they get
I like that. It's a fun world, too, because it's like alien apocalypse.
Not only that, it is a game.
Ooh, it could be like XCOM.
Like, they literally like, hey, what's the premise of a video game? Well, you... do things and then you die and then you have to redo things to get further.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, let's starring Tom Cruise. It fights
Hang on,
aliens.
We got it.
He lives,
Emily
dies,
Blunt.
And repeats. Oh my God, I just made $1 billion.
$1 billion and Tom Cruise is going to do every
How
stunt.
How fucking dumb do you feel when you hear a movie like that? You're like, God, I'm fucking literally the stupidest person out there.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
And then someone got paid like $30 million for a role.
And the girl, she has a mech with a samurai sword and does yoga because she's empowered.
Yep.
All right, everyone will love that.
They call her the Iron Bitch or whatever. The Steel Bitch or something like that.
I don't think it's that.
I'm serious.
No, it's not the Steel Bitch.
It's called...
It can't be. There's no way.
Yeah, like Brass Bitch or something like that.
It might be. That might be right. I don't remember.
It's something like that.
There being a derogatory term for
like,
a female
like,
in it.
Like Rock Hard Ass Bitch or something.
I think it was called like Clunky Cunt. I don't know. I wish you could name the episode that.
You can't.
iTunes is like, no.
You
well, Clunky
Spell it
cunt.
With a K.
Oh, wow. Yeah, both of them. K-L-U-N-T-Y.
Trick them, dude.
Clunky Cunt.
Yeah, because they always look
clunky
for the word
cunt
clunky.
Comes. That's the Pornhub. The fucking, when they do the porn, like, parodies.
Oh, yeah. That's not the name of this episode.
Duh. All right, so I did Edge of Tomorrow. Yours?
Nightmare on Elm Street. It'd be like a Silent Hill, like, fucking, like, Resident Evil type game.
Okay, yeah.
And there's all these dream worlds he can take you into.
Wow,
and this whole
call.
Town. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, like, you can fucking, like, find his, like, mythos, like, go to the boiler room.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was like, fuck. When I thought of it, I was like, get out of here. There's a Jason game.
Yeah.
There's probably a Mike Myers game. I don't know.
I don't think so.
But Freddy, I'm like, oh, it's so much more interesting than who my favorite is, Mike Myers.
And you don't even have to follow the third movie, but call it Dream Warrior.
It's just awesome. It could be levels that are movies.
But I mean, imagine that, like fucking Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Perfect.
This is Freddy Krueger. This is Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger. But no, yeah, that would be, but call it Dream Warrior.
Yeah.
That was the third movie, I think. Dream Warriors. My one, oddly enough, Inception.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that would be
a fun universe.
Cool.
It's just weird. It's weird.
Well, yeah,
what would it be like? Portal?
No. You'd have to like get to the dreams and stuff like that. Like almost like remember the Mission Impossible game for Nintendo 64? Mm-hmm. Exactly like that. Or like kind of like Dishonored. Like you have to find the person that you're going for, and you have to like figure out clues and shit like that. And then you go into dreams, and shit starts getting more fucked up and weird. Then again, that was kind of like a. Never mind. I fucking redacted.
Do you remember that game Dino Crisis?
That sounds really familiar, but no.
It was on like PS2, and it was like a Resident Evil but dinosaurs.
Okay.
And I always thought that was like the closest thing to a cool Jurassic
Turok?
Park game. No.
Yeah, all the
It's literally called Dino Crisis. There's a chick with red hair that's the fucking hero of the story.
That does.
And she's like a fucking, and there's like a dinosaur.
Is that for PlayStation 2?
Yeah, it's like there's a raptor head and then her head in the fucking box, I think.
I think I remember that. Yeah, fucking all the Jurassic Park games sucked.
Yeah, so I think that's like my favorite Jurassic Park style game, even though it's literally not Jurassic Park. This is what the box looked like.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's PlayStation
original. Oh, PlayStation original, dude.
All right, so I had like four, but I think with the one that I would go for, now this is kind of weird because they did kind of make this game, but they didn't. The Alien and Human game, like survival, Alien survival.
Yeah, yeah.
Add Predator to that.
Uh-huh.
Make it Battle Royale.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, so you could pick human, like a marine,
yeah.
Or you could pick fucking Predator, or you could pick the alien. Now, what's cool is that, like, only certain things you can use, like, throughout them, like an alien or a Predator couldn't fit into a mech, but a human could.
Yeah.
And then the Predator could have, like, fucking kill streaks to where it calls in, like, ships or whatever the fuck like that.
Yeah.
Certain things like that, like, the only thing that would suck is the alien, so you have to make that super overpowered. Like if it's like a melee kill, like one hit kills you.
Oh yeah, because that's the way in Warhammer 40K, like there are factions that have better troops. They're more advanced. They're like cybernetic and shit, and they mm-hmm. fucking have like more like mechs and shit. But then there's this one race called the Tyranid, who are just fucking alien dinosaurs. That's all they are. Just like insects, but like a mid-level insect that costs one-third to make than it would for your mech is equivalent to the power of three of your mechs for, like, shielding and, like, power.
I understand what you're saying.
It's the same thing. Like, it's clever.
But, like, so, like,
in that way.
You know, like, how PUBG, you all start in the plane?
Yeah.
So, like, the Predator ship is, like, flying over if you choose Predator.
Yep.
And you get fucking, like, beamed down or whatever they do.
Yeah.
The fucking humans are responding, so they're paratrooping out of a lower helicopter, or not helicopter, yeah, sure, the helicopter lands, and you just go.
Yeah.
So you meet there before the Predator, let's say, and the aliens start it underground in a fucking Aztec temple.
Ooh.
Yeah, like fucking AVP. And then, like I said, like, the aliens are, like, super overpowered and shit like that, like, when you get up close, but from far away. And I guess they have to be, like, super shielded, too, like, hard to kill, and if they get to you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hero in Battlefront.
Yeah.
But dumb that down to, like, half, because, like, I see Luke Skywalker, I'm like, I'm fucked! To hit him 97 times.
It makes no difference. You could have thrown two thermals into his fucking dick.
Yeah, and he's like, not today, son. That's one of his lines, right?
Yeah, it is, kind of.
Yippee-ki-yay, bitch.
Yeah, those are both Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, because that's Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah.
I was joking about that. All right.
The Darth Vader.
But yeah, that was. I think that's my last one. But I also had like Ready Player One. That would be really cool to see. And Minority Report.
Yeah, I also had The Fifth Element.
Ooh, that's a rich one.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool universe.
And I also had the Dark Knight series, but...
Nah.
Oh,
you've got that.
No, you could play it as all the... Like, from each aspect of it. Like,
yeah,
so
I know.
You could play as
the
Joker, you could play as Batman, you could play as Bane, you could play as Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or have the whole storyline of that series to where you're like beating up baddies in between. But you get to fucking like when it comes to a fight scene, you'd be like, I'm going to take Roz. And then like have that. I've never seen that in a game other than Ultimate Spider-Man where you switch between Spider-Man and Venom.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. And I had Avatar written down. That would be a neat game.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be.
I had so many games. Yeah, like I said, I had a lot. Sorry.
Good Lord.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
I'm so hungry.
Oh, well, you want to go eat?
I'm gonna.
All right, let's go burn books now.
Let's get out of here, man. Fuck this.
Making close up shop.
Shut up. I saw Constantine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's like a fucking 70-30 for me.
It was funny when Tony was watching. I sat downstairs and I started naming like all the dumb lines. He's like, "How do you know that? Did you just watch this?"
Yeah, I was kind of like, "That was a throwaway nothing line. You just belted it out."
Yeah, go ahead, move the taxi.
Yeah,
and he said it, and you were like, "I
don't understand. Why are you doing this to me?"
Same thing happened when I told you the if they hear you, they will hunt you. When you're like, "Have you seen this fucking trailer for A Quiet Place?" And I was like, "If they hear you, they will hunt you." And you're like, "All right, Rain Man."
Yeah, I was like, this
"How do you remember that throwaway dog shit trailer?"
Yeah,
line?
It was very. Please stop whatever you're doing. Just leave me be, you fucking psycho.
Okay.
Yep, that's how I felt.
Anywho,
so I saw that. That one gets us 7.5 out of 10.
I dig impact. Constantine.
I love Constantine, man, in a lot of ways.
The devil scene's the best.
The devil scene is the best.
Gabriel's really good, too, though. The fucking chick from Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
She's great. Amazing. As Gabriel. And
what's that called? Androgynous?
Yeah.
Yeah, to where it's like, yeah, is that a dude? Is that a chick? Yeah. I don't know. It looks like a cherub.
I didn't really care for, God, what the fuck was his name?
Shia LaBeouf?
No, I did like Shia a lot. Right? And I liked the witch doctor.
Because when you were first watching it, I didn't watch the whole thing with you, but you're like, oh, good old Shia.
I love him.
Back on the soap. No, you're real shitty about him.
Love Shia.
Okay.
Shia, when you listen to this, I fucking love you, dude. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. So, Constantine was tight, dude. Lucifer is the dopest in that movie. It's one of my favorite, like...
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's way good.
What is that called? Like...
Villain?
No, one of the...
Protagonist? Boss?
One of the people that portray the devil.
Character? What?
Yeah, like, one of the best impressions of Lucifer.
Okay.
Of any movie.
Oh.
You think about it. Who played the devil in what movies?
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Hey, Neo, you're going to fuck your sister. Ooh-ah! Do you remember that movie? Because that's what happens.
It was like I turned on some sort of jerky Jersey Boys like
shit
track.
She's got a great ass! That's where that fucking quote comes from. Because she strips naked and he screams, "She's got a great ass!"
Is that movie?
Yeah, because...
No, it's Heat.
Is it?
It is Heat.
I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering. But do you remember fucking Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, I sure did. Charlize Theron has cuts on her, dude.
Yeah, and fucking... Oh, no, she tries to kill herself or whatever. But the redheaded chick, like, he's trying to... Like, Devil's trying to make fucking Neo bone her.
Ass.
Bone her, and then fucking... So he can have the Antichrist. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was his sister as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some incestual fucking weird shit. It's from Heat. I get it. You're right.
It's from Heat.
Yeah. It would have been way better in Devil's Advocate, though. He's like, "Look, it's my daughter. She got a great ass. All right, Neo, hop in there. Show her the Matrix."
Yeah, Neo, give it to her deep.
Yeah. Give her the red pill. You know what I'm saying? Great ass.
Great ass.
Wow.
That's the great Al Pacino we've been remembering.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a
so
good
the
movie.
Devil, that is your favorite devil.
Probably my favorite on-screen devil.
I'm trying to think
devil.
Of another one.
The only one that comes close is Viggo Mortensen for me in, oh God, what the fuck is that movie called?
Mother?
It's got, no, not Mother.
Yeah,
shit,
he
there's like
he
three
been
of
God
them.
God and Mother, who knows?
Yeah. Christopher Walken's in all of them.
The Dead Zone?
No. Jesus Christ. It's
that
like
was a good guess.
Yeah.
I've never even seen him.
Kind of, was all right, I guess.
Whoa, no, Tony,
no, yeah,
I'm here.
It was not that
who
good.
Knew?
That yes was
yes. I might have
fucking
played
garbage.
The devil a time or two.
I feel like an asshole for not remembering this because it's a...
You brought it up.
Really, yeah, I brought it up, and it's a really good movie. Oh, The Prophecy.
Ah, oh, that movie does rock, yeah.
It does rock.
Damn, he is the devil in that.
Fuck. Yeah, man. Well, no, Viggo Mortensen's the devil. He's a Michael.
Yeah.
The Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
A Nephilim.
Yeah, I can't remember. Bedazzled.
But what?
Bedazzled. Wasn't she the devil?
Oh,
it's
who?
With fucking Brendan Fraser.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Is that her name? English actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Austin Powers.
She was great. Yeah, she was the fembot.
Yeah.
Crikey, Vanessa, you're a fembot. And then her fucking nipple guns come out.
Yeah, he's like, oh, how did I miss those? all right. Did you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. This is off the rails. I'm hungry.
Yeah. You want to stop? Go.
Shut the fuck up. fucking tease
What
me.
Do you give? Oh, 7.5. I watched a lot of The Challenge. And yep. We talked about this earlier. I give it, like, right now, like, for attention grabbing and, like, one-time watch, not having anything to do with rewatchability, I give it, like, an 8.5.
Wow.
Because I will fucking be, like, I am zoned in. I'm ready to go. I like game shows, too. So it's nice because there's a lot of game shows.
Why don't you watch, like, MXC?
I watched a ton of it, and I've watched a ton of the fucking, like, what's it called? Like, In the Mouth of the Monster or some shit on Netflix when they run through that tiger thing?
Yeah, it's a stupid thing, yeah.
I like that, too. American Ninja loved it.
I don't understand. You or know Ninja what MXC America? Is, right? Like, the silly, like, one?
Yeah, definitely. That one's amazing. I've seen a lot of them.
What's the other one? Isn't it, like, something like Takashi's Castle or something? I think that's what MXC is based off of, yeah.
That's exactly what it's based off of, yeah.
Damn, I'm so smart.
Most Extreme Elimination, I think.
It's fun. There's another one that was Japanese that I always watched. Fuck.
I really liked, Wipeout?
I don't know.
That was my shit. And I love Fear Factor, which I also watched. And, yeah, Ludacris hosted on MTV right now. I just got the MTV app. It's sick for those things. But man, there's a lot of weird shit, like Real Teen or some shit like that, or the original teen. Yeah. They have the original teen moms from the first season. That's a show now.
That's gross.
Catching up with them.
Boring.
But you know what they do have? Fucking Unplugged and True Life.
Yeah, those are like
True Life.
Do they have like Daria and Beavis and Butthead?
No. Isn't that weird? I haven't checked the whole app out, so I'm not sure.
Oh, I was like, well, fuck that.
But they only, like, carry, like, certain, like, from the past, like, 5 or 6 years.
Oh, it's because they're all phony fucks.
But I think the True Life is, like, hasn't been on for a long time.
No, but it's not as good as fucking, you know.
True Life was fucking crazy. You're like, look at that fuck up.
I'm not a crackhead.
Yeah, True Life, I want to be this. And I'm like, they can't even do that.
No. Dude's like, if you eat shit eventually enough, you'll like it.
Yeah, True Life.
I love heroin.
I eat plastic.
Yeah, I'm into plastic.
I'm like, look at this fuck up.
This dude just eats aluminum foil for breakfast.
His teeth have to hurt so badly.
How does he do this?
Does he have fillings?
There's a guy that just pours bleach on himself every day. Why? Why would you do that?
I feel like we're talking about like My Strange Addiction more so than True Life.
Kind of, yeah. We're stupid.
All right, go ahead.
True Life, I'm like a bodybuilder. True Life, I'm a fucking like car thief.
It was interesting, though. Yeah. I mean, like that shit was really interesting.
True Life, I've killed a lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
True
Life, I bathe in blood.
Yeah, true Life, I am the second coming of Christ.
True Life, I am the Antichrist.
True Life, I'm a fucking golden god.
True Life, I got one ball.
True Life, I got fucking three balls on my forehead.
Oh, dang. True Life, I got three titties because I'm from Mars.
Three titties, I fucking poop Mars out my butt because I'm a golden god.
Well, you didn't even say True Life before it.
True Life.
You lose.
True Life.
You lost.
True Life, Living with Paul.
The cat or me?
Asshole edition.
Oh, dang me.
And including cute, adorable cat Paul edition.
Yeah. I can't wait to buy the season.
Sweet teddy bear. It's only $9.99. I watch Predator, and it's giving me ideas of what to do to you.
Oh, God.
I am going to hunt you.
Yeah. Strip me naked.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Predator's awesome. Dude, yeah. The fucking the score is amazing in that movie.
Yeah, it's very tense.
That score
There's
is
only
so
like
sick.
Eight actors in that whole film.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only
Shane
credit
Black,
like eight.
Shane Black yeah. being one of them mm-hmm. who's writing the new Predator.
Yeah, he is in that. Looking like a fucking nerd.
He's awesome. He's good.
Yeah. He dies. Spoilers. Predator's the fucking shit. It's like a 9.5 out of 10. It's very dramatic. It's very well shot.
You hear the fucking new one, like, that the Predators have, like, lost so many times under they're juicing.
Yeah.
But he's not just trying to conquer man.
They're juicing, yeah.
He's also trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
I am motherfucking so in for
this
movie.
You love seeing really swole aliens.
Shit, yeah.
You love a pumped alien.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see some fucking biceps on a fucking, like, reptoid,
I'm
bro.
I'm like, drop and give me 25, then I'll drop and give you fucking 25 cums.
25 cum push-ups?
Wow.
Stop with the lips. Stop. It's literally ruining it.
I was sucking off Predator,
It was
man.
Cool till you took it there. It was cool.
Oh, I was blowing them.
You... I wish you were a mute.
Why? Well, that'd be a weird podcast.
I
I watched Tusk. What do you get Predator?
No shit you gave Tusk. I said 9.5.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, no shit you watched Tusk.
Honestly, Predator might be a 10.
It's fantastic.
What makes it not a perfect movie for you?
Just that certain movies around its time frame, I like a little more.
Better? Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I watched Tusk. I still dig the movie.
No
but-
shit.
No, I still dig the movie, but no I mean, like, I give it, like, a 6.5.
All right.
It seems pretty low, right?
It is. It's very low for you.
But, I mean, like, I dig the movie and shit like that. I think a lot of it came from fucking, like, hearing it on the podcast, like, being, like, developed and shit like that, and, like, knowing what it was going to be. And the only real, like, turn that, like, you saw as, like, a listener of the podcast and then viewing the movie was the costume.
Yeah.
And it's not... bad.
Yeah.
But they had a budget.
The first 15 minutes was so dope.
It really was. Yeah, really good. Yeah, fucking Harley from...
That speech, dude.
Oh, yeah. Michael Parks kills it.
Yeah, he's
Michael
such a good
Parks
actor.
Kills it throughout the movie. And it is... I don't know. It's a weird fucking... you know what? I bump it up to a 7 because I did enjoy it. And I really dug like the whole like podcasting element of it and shit like that. Like, he definitely was trying to do something. And I will say that, like, I mentioned a couple episodes ago about like how I hear Kevin Smith's voice in every character he writes. This movie was a little bit different.
Yeah.
There were certain characters that
Red
you heard
State's
in.
Another one.
That you heard in. Oh, yeah. But when he writes Michael Parks, like, he writes Michael Parks.
No, he's a fantastic sounding actor.
Yeah. He's dead as hell.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
That's a bum.
Yeah, he played the fucking sheriff in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
I guess fucking Quentin Tarantino was like such a huge...
You mean from Kill Bill?
Huh? No, Dusk Till Dawn. He was the sheriff. Quentin Tarantino was in it with
Yeah, I remember
George
with Juliette Lewis, yeah.
George Clooney, yeah.
He was the sheriff.
At the beginning, yeah. He walks... In the show, they actually... You know, they made like a Dusk Till Dawn show. That sheriff shows up again. It's not Michael Parks, but he was the original. So... Quentin Tarantino is like obsessed with him. He has a videotape of all of Michael Park's scenes in movies because he usually plays like a character.
Yeah.
And he had them all videotaped. He had Kevin Smith come into his house because he was like, I saw Red State. I have to have you come over to my house right now. And Kevin was like, all right, I'll be over in a second. And he came over and he watched all those clips. Like, Quentin's like, I like still have the VHS tape that I made before I was even a director of just cutscenes.
Well, yeah. He was in Kill Bill as the sheriff, too. That's why I got confused.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that's like, he's like, at her fucking like wedding and she's all on the floor. He's like, my God, this is a damn bloodbath. Like, just kind of like, what? This is all out of hell. Fuck.
Yeah, he's also in fucking Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, that's cool.
Crazy. All right, yeah. But yeah, Tusk, Michael Parks fucking kills that movie. And everyone in it's like good. Like, it's just an odd movie. And there's certain parts that I'm like, oh man.
Super odd.
Huh?
Super odd.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what talking about? Give it an 8. I came in swinging like I was going to go gun for him. But then I liked it. Like,
you need a backbone. You got nothing but a stack of dimes. You call that a neck.
Yoga hosers, like, I would give like a fucking...
fuck you.
Like, yoga hosers, I would give like a 6.5.
You should take that to a 5.
And so I start talking about it. I'm like, you know what? It's good. I love
not
them.
That. Not the way this is. That has less redeeming qualities.
Oh, totally. Yep. I agree.
All right. I saw...
that's all my movies.
Nothing. That's all my movies. Let's go to Testatoni.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, so we watched Team America. What a fucking dumpster fire. Don't watch Team America if you like fucking cinema.
Yeah.
That's what the critics said. But you should totally take your dick out and watch Team America, dude. It's the tightest movie. It's so funny.
I kind of want to give this movie 10.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
At all.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm just kind of like, yeah, perfect, cool. Little Jurassic Park.
In a way different way, yes.
Totally way different way, but the way Jurassic Park feels to me, or fucking like, just they like captured perfect.
A, they,
just great.
Yeah, they captured a,
they did it perfect.
A feeling of that movie, and it is fucking, oh, it's godsend. Like,
dude, those Team America is perfect.
Is Matt Parker or Trey Parker?
Trey Parker and Trey Matt Parker. Stone.
Matt Stone. Okay, Trey Parker is a fucking
Trey Parker's
genius.
A god. We looked up like everything that he does. It's so immense. Like, he writes the fucking songs.
He writes
the
all the songs.
Orchestra.
He also sings all them. Yeah. No, not the whole orchestra.
Like, he writes the parts.
No.
Doesn't he?
He writes the lyrics and shit like that. There's people that fucking are composers. Like, there's a lot of people attached to that, like, songwriting type of stuff.
I'm saying, like, I think he plays keyboard.
He may, but he skeletons out
the
song.
Kind of like the guy that made Rent. Like, he wrote with just piano and his voice.
Right, and then someone else came around and composed.
Everyone has AIDS.
It's. And my dog all blue. The Pope has it, and so do you.
Yeah. The music.
But
in
I'm
this,
saying that, like, yeah, there's a ton of people around him that are musicians that
care.
Are also, like,
don't
writing
care.
Around, like, what he made.
I
but
thought
yeah.
we were done talking about that.
Oh, sorry.
So boring. So boring.
I said sorry. Move on.
Suck it in.
Just go.
Chug it in. Take a sip of that beer, you big old dick. It's a great movie. It's a great American movie. Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Oh, it's a great American movie. You're going to love it, Mark.
I did not hit her. I did not.
Do you like? Can you talk like him and say anything?
I don't think so.
Try it.
What?
What?
You say try it.
Try it.
I thought you, I didn't know if you said
just try it.
Try it. Oh, hey, Mark. No.
You just kind of go with it. Once you start it with a little bit, then you just kind of like keep the engine running.
Yeah, I remember in Smodcast, like whenever he'd ask Scott Mosier to do a fucking, like Kevin Smith, every time he'd ask him to do a Australian accent, he'd go, a size of a tangerine. That was like his like yeah. palate cleanser to like start speaking an Australian accent. I can't do accents, and no, I can't do fucking Tommy whatever the fuck.
Wiseau.
Yeah, Tommy yeah. Wiseau. Yeah, I cannot do it. I just thought, oh, hey, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. You're tearing me apart! That's not even good. I'm just screaming that and saying it kind of weird. Now I hate myself.
Team America.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah.
My favorite is fucking Freedom Cost a Buck 05.
That's your favorite song? Wait,
probably.
The bummer version?
Well, no, like...
The actual one? I love Montage.
Montage is...
Amazing.
Dude, gonna need a
and
montage.
Honestly, no, I take it back. Team America, fuck yeah. Like,
Terrorist,
is,
your game is, yeah.
Like, lick on... Wait, what does
suck
he say?
Suck my dick and lick
No, it's my balls.
Wait.
It's like, lick my ass and suck on my balls, America. I think it's lick my ass
fuck
and suck
yeah.
on my balls. But that line is just absolutely
Dude, but
incredible.
When he's like, I don't know, something about the Buck 05 song, because like, it's such a fucking country song.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Buck 05.
Freedom cause of Buck 05.
Yeah, no, it's fucking way good. The songs in it are actually awesome, too. The fucking I'm So Ronery.
Yeah.
My God, the fucking, like, the fact that they give Kim Jong-il, like, I'm the straight up, like, oh, Ronery. Me rub you wrong time, like, that, like... Accent.
Yeah. He's like, oh, Hans Briggs.
Motherfucker, Hans Briggs.
Oh, how's it going?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Hans.
Oh, hi, Hans.
It's amazing, but like, I'm Rory.
It's like, perfect.
This
it's
shit
should
have been fucking, I mean, a better musical than Rent, Cats, and Lion King put together.
Two of those are plays, but yeah, I understand.
Musicals.
Yeah.
They're all musicals.
Two were Broadway.
Three were. Lion King was on Broadway.
Was it?
Yeah. It's been on Broadway for like fucking 35 years or however yeah. long
With
ago.
The regular songs?
Yeah. And added new ones. Yeah, they like adapted it for Broadway.
Ooh. All right. So, Team America, listen, focus up, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck
yeah. Fuck
yeah.
It's Come so funny, dude.
To say the motherfucking day.
When he starts puking and when they're having sex.
The sex scene was insane.
It's... Dude, I didn't stop laughing the whole time during the sex scene, which is so fucking awesomely long. It's like a fucking Family Guy joke, but a sex scene.
Yeah, it's got to be, I'd say, at least 2 minutes.
Of two plastic dolls punching into each other.
Yeah, fucking.
In different positions. Yeah. Just fucking hilarious.
It's pretty amazing. The especially the DVD version of it, because like, they took out the pissing on the face and the shitting on the chest. When I saw that in the DVD, I was like, yeah, wow. Like, these dudes do not give a fuck.
No.
And you know why they did that, right? So they didn't cut out, like, half the other shit. They're like, you gotta cut out the fucking piss and shit in the dolls.
Yeah.
Everything else could stay, whatever. Had they taken that out beforehand, they wouldn't be like, oh, you gotta take out this, 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 this.
Dude.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Gary, I'm not here to have you suck my cock.
I don't want you to suck my cock, and my time is very valuable.
Oh, you just want to... I don't want to fuck your face, Gary.
Yeah, I'm not going to fuck your face. My time is very valuable. What was his name? Like Stocksworth or like Stentsworth?
Yeah, like Spotsworth.
Spotsworth, yeah. He was my favorite character by far.
Dude, he's so fucking funny. What, he's just talking?
How do I prove you that I want to be a part of the team? Then you have to suck my cock, Gary.
See, Gary, it's real simple. Assholes fuck dicks.
Dude, like, no, that wasn't even him.
Yeah,
that was the drunk at the bar.
Then he repeats it, right?
Gary does, yeah, on stage. But Spotsworth, when he asks, oh, yeah, it's empty. I'm like, here.
Stupid ass.
Fucking, when Stentsworth, though, like, when he gets blown by Gary.
Yeah. I know, it was your favorite scene.
I know. Man, I came hard.
I know, you were pumped. You're like,
sorry you were in the room.
Yeah.
But fucking it's just a shot of Spotsworth's face.
Yeah.
The entire time while Gary's like, Gary goes out of frame and just and it's just a close up of Spotsworth's face getting blown, a doll getting blown.
That and he's looking like around and stuff and like breathing and it's a good 20 second like,
go ahead, Gary.
Pause.
No one's watching.
Yeah.
Insane, dude. That would never fly today, ever.
Nah, it's
and like
great.
All the cool little shit, like the fucking houses in North Korea were all like take out Chinese boxes. Panama was full of weed leaves.
Yeah.
The belt buckle on fucking the blonde guy. I'm just a poor boy from Kansas. I'm trying to show her.
What do I know about fancy cars and restaurants?
Restaurants.
I promise I will never die.
The dialogue is so fucking good. Perfect.
Because there's also times when like the puppet makes a move.
Yeah.
When she's like, Gary, I'm serious, and like wiggles over to him.
The fight scene when they like when it pans up and it does that Matrix like spin.
Yeah.
And they just run at each other and just like dead arm bounce.
Jiggle.
Yeah, that's like the opening one. So good. But yeah, Team America, 10 out of fucking 10.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck yeah.
That was a good one, dude. You didn't hurt me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You usually aim to blind me and hurt me.
Yeah.
By the light. Just go on to the movie of the week.
Can you sing the next line?
I don't know. Doesn't he say, like, I'm wound up like a big deuce in the middle of the night?
Revved up like a deuce. Another. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Another something in the night. Oh, man. But it's about racing a car. Deuce, like my little deuce coupe.
I know.
From War of the Worlds.
Yep.
You know.
Shut up. Don't go real high with it, stupid ass. I think you are Tom Cruise. You wouldn't do your own stunts.
No, I would. Or sing. I'm like, I need my fucking false vocalist. And now.
Yeah, but it's a close-up on your face, Tom.
I need my voice man.
My voice man also has plastic surgery. Looks just like me.
Give me my voice man.
What were you saying?
I was talking about the...
God damn you.
Revved up like a deuce. Another runner. Another runner in the night.
You train wrecked me when I was trying to go to movie of the week.
Yeah.
With that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. We watched MI5.
No.
Rogue
Nation.
No,
we really didn't. It's not called MI5 Rogue Nation.
It's called Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
There
it's
you
the
go.
Fifth one, though.
There you
Fuck
go.
Off.
There you go.
All right. The opera scene was amazing.
Dude, do you know what?
Clarinet sniper.
What? Clarinet guns, flute guns, fucking baton guns. That was... The cop had a baton gun.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Mm-hmm.
They played Nasun Dorma during that scene. Really sexy song. Because it's a sweet opera. It was my favorite scene in the movie.
Yeah, Tony really digs opera.
Yeah, I'm really into it. They call me, you know, Tony Bocelli after Andrea Bocelli. He's an opera singer. But I look like Pavarotti. Do you get it?
I'm not as eclectic as you.
You get it? I'm like a fucking Pavarotti singing like a Bocelli.
I don't understand.
Yep, those are references, dude. Get on my level.
All right.
Bitch.
So the opera scene was cool.
All right. This is your part of the review, and you're stalling.
No, you're like, fucking, I'm Bocelli. I'm fucking mozzarella. Oh,
mozzarella,
fucking-
rigatoni.
Oh, I just made some garlic bread. Whatever. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Man, dude. this podcast just got heated.
Yeah.
So this shit movie, it's not total shit.
Well, you didn't watch it all either.
No, it's half and half shit.
We were watching it last night, and
dude,
I got tired, and I was like, yo, I'm going to bed. And Tony was like, oh, cool, I guess I'll just fucking watch this tomorrow or whatever. But you also said, like, you're like, you know what, I remember it, like, I'm good.
I do, and I remember I was underwhelmed.
Oh, definitely. The part underwater was really cool. Like, when there's, like, a cooling, like, fucking reactor for a computer that holds, like, the red box for the prime minister to fucking unleash the syndicate. That's what this whole movie's about. It's, like, a fucking, like, unknown assassin corporation that, like...
It's like Hydra.
Yeah, yeah. But the prime minister of England would be the judge, jury, and executioner. So they would all, like, report to him, but it would be, like, not untraceable to him. And there's a part where they have to go down for the key to execute the syndicate.
Right.
And that part was fucking insane. That was cool. I like that. The fucking motorcycle race that happened, that was fun. The humor in this movie I actually liked a lot more than any of the other ones.
I feel like this one is one of the weakest.
Yeah, watch four.
Oh.
Ghost Protocol is definitely the weakest, I think. Well, no, I take that back. I haven't seen two all the way through. And from what I have seen of two, that's the weakest.
Is Ghost Protocol the one where they climb the Burj Khalifa?
And, like, none of the gadgets work for some reason?
I remember that one a little bit.
It's bad.
That might have been the one where it had the remote control car with the magnets on it.
Yeah, it was. Whew. Yeah.
Talk about the shittiest tech.
Yeah, because fucking Simon Pegg's driving it, and fucking Hawkeye is, like, flying down. He's like, is the fucking magnets working? Oh, man, just made it.
Just like Ethan would have.
Yeah.
So dumb.
I like him, though. Jeremy Renner's dope. Like, he's good in this movie, too.
You think you are pretty much a Jeremy Renner, don't you?
No, not at all. I can't shoot an arrow. Jeremy Renner, though, or fucking shoot a gun, like in fucking Wind River.
Wind River. that's what was that from?
Moon River.
From what? What?
Frank Sinatra.
I've never heard of her.
Okay. But yeah, I felt like Jeremy Renner was awesome in this flick. Tom Cruise. I mean, I don't know. All these movies I could fucking... Ah, blah. Who cares?
Yeah, they're like fucking like neutral fucking sixes.
But the next movie coming out, Fallout.
That one looks cool.
And it has the same villain.
It's all the same shit, yeah.
Oh, Ethan.
Dude, his voice was like...
Well, hello, Ethan.
Yeah,
Ethan, are you here? Your plan didn't work.
That's pretty good. That's solid, dude. Ethan, I can't even do it. Do it again.
I am the future you've always feared.
Oh, wow, yeah, I sound like Jason Statham and the villain from fucking MI5.
That's who I am.
Ethan.
Dude, do you think I should do movie trailer voices?
What do you mean?
No, like...
Ethan.
Yeah, you are right. I think that is the thing. Yeah. It's like a Jason statement, like, and you try to do his voice.
Yeah, man.
He's got 19 pieces of C4 attached to him.
If you want to see him again,
lick my butt and suck on my balls. Give me the red box.
All right, so...
That's what I called your like, mom.
That's what I said. Fucking, I want to be the voice for movie trailers. Like the guy that's like,
in a world.
Coming soon.
Yeah,
a world.
I think that'd be fun.
There's a documentary about that, and I really want to watch it. His daughter's trying to do that. Anyways, well, hold on real quick before we get into that.
Uh-huh.
What do you give MI5?
Oh, sorry. I give it an MI6, Deep Impact.
Nice. That was like fucking nice. Yep. So many scores. I don't even know what happened. I think it's an 11.
Saying. You know what I'm saying, dude.
Not sure. Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 6.2. I think my favorite one's the third one. The fourth one, this one had the coolest like tech shit.
Oh, I was going to shit on their tech. Half the tech was good. The other half, dude, when he was like, go encrypted on this call, he presses a button and the whole screen just says, phone now encrypted. Just look dumb. I'm like, why would you have a big banner like that? Just have it be a little fucking button that goes away. It's just like subtlety is not there sometimes. I'm like, why are there neons on the top of that gadget?
Totally. But like the guns and like how they were like in this one, I thought were really cool.
Guns are great. I love the one where he goes and gets the G30.
Also, there was like this thing that like Simon Pegg had to walk through. This is like in the whole scene with the fucking core of the cooling and the water and the computer. Simon Pegg has to walk through this like one room, but cameras access him. And if you don't walk like the human that you're supposed to be, it kills you.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I like that.
That's super. I've never seen that, like, security wise. Like, he did the fingerprints and the fucking retina, and then he had to walk as that person, have their fucking, like, nuance. Like, that is fucking
their gait.
Cool. Yeah. What?
Their gait.
Gait?
Yeah. It's like your fucking.
Never heard that.
That's the space between the steps, like.
The space between Dave Matthews Band?
Just please don't. Don't. Just. You don't have to do it. I know you know it. But you don't have to sing it.
All right. So next week, do you want to talk more?
No.
About this? No? Okay.
Tech was 50-50.
Fair enough.
For me. What's next?
All right. Next week, we got Idiocracy for Tessa Tony. And movie of the week, we're watching Hardcore Henry. That's
Holy
on Netflix.
Holy shit. I already got a hardcore hard on.
Idiocracy is not on anything, but you definitely can find it online.
Yeah, yeah, no, so find it online, you fucks.
No one wants that. Josie, my lovely girlfriend, she was like, hey, you should watch this movie. It's very un-PC.
She's your girlfriend?
Like, I love this. Yeah.
I thought she was your caretaker.
Oh, dang. Piece of shit. And genre 5 next week is favorite villains. We got asked to do
what?
This. We've done this before, too.
Favorite villains?
We had to have, right?
Ah, we had to have.
Yeah, so we'll do them again, and who cares what we said last time, because we don't remember anything.
All right.
Until next time. Oh, can you do it in your fucking...
Ethan. Until next... Until next time, go burn books.
Wait.
My God! The fuck!
Hit me with the until next time and give me a little space and then go burn books, but like real sinister at the end. Ready?
What? Shut up!
Like cat. Until next time.
Until...
Go burn books. Go ahead.
I don't know how to do it.
Take two.
What?
Take two. He's freaking
hey, man.
The fuck out. Catball's losing his fucking gourd.
Gord, can I plan a rent tomorrow?
Sure can, Gord.
No, he's like, yeah, sure time. Or, fuck
sure
me.
Sure time.
It's Andy. That's his name, not Gord.
Hey, Gord?
Yeah, Gord's a... Fuck me. Say it.
What?
Until next time, go burn books. But in the fucking cool... But like,
what, the villain?
Until next time, go burn books.
Why is so stupid and slow?
Why so stupid, son?
So stupid, slow. That's your new name, slow.
Oh, dang. What do I call you, heavy? Fuck, that was mean. I'm cutting that.
Call me
Tubbs.
All right, Tubbs.
Yeah, that's good.
Slow and Tubbs.
Yeah, slow and Tubbs.
Slow Tubbs.
Yeah, slow Tubbs. When they're together, they look like a bunch of quarters wrapped in mayonnaise rolling down the road.
Could you imagine if we owned our own fucking shower store or bathtub
what?
Store? It's called Slow Tubs.
Slow Tubs. For any of you that like to slither in and you don't like to jump, these low walls that then pop up let you slide right in.
Welcome to Slow Tubs. I'm Paul. Welcome to Slow Tubs. I'm Slow.
I'm Tubbs.
No, they walk
again.
Right
do
out.
Do it again. I'm slow.
Hello, welcome to Slow Tubs. I'm Paul. Fuck.
What the fuck? We're set up ever.
All right. Yeah, it was. Ready for the volley? Serve. Hello, welcome to Slow Tubs. I'm Slow.
And I'm Tubbs.
That was not worth it. All right. Give me the fucking outro with a fucking... But remember, give the space.
I'm Tubbs.
No, not that motherfucker. I'm talking about the fucking outro for the villain from fucking...
I'm Tubbs, you mark-ass, trick-ass bitch.
Ethan.
Do that one.
It's hard to do anymore.
You can. All right, but...
it's degraded. I don't think I'm doing it anymore.
Go burn. Blah.
I like yours.
Go ahead. I didn't do it. I was just like...
You say Ethan until next time, go burn books?
Ethan.
No, but no. Just say until next time.
Until next time. Go burn books.
Here I was, man.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company! All I want is removed from your fucking call list, Dan.
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cast, it's fantastic.